We have the best of our sport descending on this community here in about 30 days. So a lot of exciting things going on here. What a pleasure to be back here at beautiful Harbor Shores. You know, the site of many senior PGA championships and where history will continue to be made here again in about a month's time. As host of the senior PGA championship in both 2012 and 2014, where Roger Chapman won in 12 and Colin Montgomerie in 14, Harbor Shores will once again serve as our host this year, as well as 2018. What makes this Jack Nicklaus signature course so special, beyond its world-class design with amazing landscape and dramatic views of Lake Michigan, is that it's a public facility. While it hosts the game's greatest players in the world, any golfer can tee it up here at Harbor Shores. That's good for the game. Further adding to the excitement, 2016 Showcase will feature Colin Montgomerie, our winner in 2014, in 2015, gunning for a three-peat and attempting to become the first player since Hale Irwin did it in 1996, 97, and 98 to hoist probably the largest trophy in major championship golf, the Alfred S. Bourne Trophy. Colin's quest for history will be fun to watch, while the senior PGA Championship presented by KitchenAid will once again have special meaning to our club professionals, our 35 club professionals who are outstanding players in their own right that do everything that Ross does day in and day out, but will be descending on this challenging golf course to showcase their playing ability as well. Teeing up against the toughest field in senior championship golf. Colin has been a terrific senior PGA champion, and he continues to be a great representative of the game worldwide. I wish him the best, as I'm sure all of you do, when he starts to defend his title on May 26. What also makes this event so successful year after year is our alignment with a world-class partner, Whirlpool and KitchenAid. The PGA of America and its association with this brand has been just tremendous from day one, and it's been getting stronger year in and year out, and we look forward to a long-standing relationship with them. The company and staff share the same passion that we do at the PGA of America, preserving the tradition, creating enjoyment in the game, and building a new bond between cooking and golf. I also want to thank our broadcast partner, NBC and Golf Channel, who will combine for 12 hours of live coverage during the senior PGA Championship. This championship will be seen in more than 240 million households in 117 countries and territories worldwide. That's really good for the game, really good for this community, really good for Harbor Shores when the world will be watching. Lastly, I want to extend my appreciation to all our partners who are working tirelessly to prepare for the major championship and helping to write the next chapter in senior PGA championship history here at Harbor Shores. Welcome to Senior PGA Media Day. I hope to see everybody back here in about 30 days for what will be a great senior PGA championship, again, presented by KitchenAid. Thank you.
Yes, yes,
and good.
And
thank you.
Is it possible to look at any one of these moments and say, you should have won it, or
the last
you
one.
Were beaten?
No, I think I was beaten in 94. I think I was beaten by the heat in 94, you can see that. 95 in your own championship, the PGA Championship, Steve Elkington hold off the green in a playoff, and that was me telling him, that was, thank God you can't lip read that. 97, Ernie Els, when he could putt. 90. Sorry, well, there's nobody here. There's nobody listening, is there? There's nobody listening. I mean, that was... No. What I'm trying to say is that he stood up on the 18th at Congressional. It was a different course then. And the 18th at Congressional was a par three. We finished with a par three in 1997. And Ernie raced his first putt by, it must have been a good four and a half feet. I had a putt to tie, I thought, for my two, just left it short as my normal. He went up and just boxed this straight in the hole without any ado at all. Nothing, just slammed it right in, and that was that. Going back to Ernie, and I must admit, I what we saw at the Masters, and I do hope that one of the bravest moves ever, recent in major history, was Ernie walking to the second tee. I think for what he went through there and performed the way he did from then on is all credit to him, and I'd like to say that. He's a great friend of mine and a great competitor. You see, there's two majors there that I lost to Ernie, and we wish him well. 2005, that was at St Andrews. That was, I mean, reputedly the best player, you know, to play the game, so I can't... I beat the rest of them. Nothing wrong with that. And 2006 was the problem. That was the problem. That was my problem. The rest of them I felt I was beaten by. Ernie beat me twice, Steve Elkington, Tiger. But 2006, if there's one shot I would love to have back again, was my second shot to the 18th at Winged Foot. The European Tour have a thing where they have a shot of the month award. And they gave it to me for my drive on 18. They certainly didn't give me any award for the next five shots I hit on that hole. Just one of these things. You've got to play 72 holes, and I played 71. And Phil Mickelson did the same thing. He doubled the last, I doubled the last, and it was last man standing, and Jeff Ogilvie was that last man. He made a great par at the last, and that was that. But that was the one, 2006 US Open, was the one that I would love back again.
And a three-shot lead. Not a bad way to start the day with history just 18 holes away.
I didn't watch the leaderboards as much as I used to do, or I normally do. I was more involved in trying to play chess with the golf course and find my way around. There is a way around here, and you got to find it, and that's what I was trying to do.
Esteban Toledo would bring the fight to Montgomery. The former boxer began the day four shots off the pace. Twice on the front nine, he came within one stroke of Montgomery.
Esteban Toledo with three birdies in the first seven holes.
Unfazed, Monty held Toledo and the rest of the field in check. A birdie at seven and another at nine led to a front nine 34. The Scot was in total control, making the turn with a three-shot lead.
Nicely played. Looks good from down here.
And looks good from up here.
Montgomery looked good on the leaderboard, too. He finished with a 69, eight under par on the Pete Dye Gem, and a four-shot victory.
Colin Montgomery in a most memorable performance in French Lick. For the second straight year, the senior PGA champion.
It means a lot to me. You know, the first three tournaments that I've won on the Champions Tour have been majors. And there's one person that's done that, and that's Jack Nicklaus. Now, any time that you equal anything to do with the word Jack Nicklaus in golf, you become very honored, and I am.